This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The star campaigners of both NDA and Mahagathbandhan have intensified their poll campaign for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed an election rally in Khagaria. Mr. Shah said there has been a substantial decline in the number of heinous crimes during NDA rule in Bihar. He said this election will decide whether Jungle Raj comes to Bihar or the state remains on the path of development. On the other hand, the Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate and RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav also held a public meeting at Parbatta Assembly constituency in Khagaria. He said if their alliance is voted to power in Bihar, steps will be taken to resolve the problem of unemployment in the state. Jansuraj Party founder Prashant Kishore, speaking at an election rally in Motihari, alleged that both NDA and Mahagathbandhan have failed to meet the aspirations of the people. In Bihar Assembly polls, both NDA and Mahagathbandhan are facing a major challenge from a large number of rebel candidates. We have a report.
In Dinara constituency of Rohtas district, former minister and ex-JDU leader Jay Kumar Singh is contesting as a rebel candidate against the NDA-supported Rashtriya Lok Morcha nominee. The Rashtriya Lok Morcha has fielded Alok Kumar Singh, while the RJD has nominated Sasi Sankar Kumar. In Dehri constituency of Rohtas district, Fateh Bahadur Singh, upset over being denied a ticket, is contesting against his own party's RJD candidate Guddu Kumar Chandravansi in Chainpur seat of Kaimur district due to a lack of seat sharing agreement within the Mahagathbandhan. Vikasshil Insan Party Govind Bind and RJD's Brij Kishore Bind are contesting against each other. In Mahua constituency of Vaisali district, the RJD is being challenged by its former leader Tej Pratap Yadav, who was expelled from the party by RJD national president Lalu Prasad. Tej Pratap is contesting against the RJD's official candidate Mukesh Kumar Roshan. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that around 1.5 crore passengers have travelled by train so far by this festive season. He added that this number is likely to be around 2.5 crore by the end of the festival period. Speaking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said large holding areas have been set up at 30 stations to ensure smoother crowd management. He emphasised that the ministry's goal is to reduce accidents and ensure safe travel for passengers. Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India is on its way to become self-reliant in the mobile manufacturing industry. He added that within 2 years, complete domestic production of mobile phone components will be done in the country. Talking to reporters in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said that chipsets for various applications, including CCTV, are being developed in the country. He said that the government will invest more than 200 crore rupees to develop energy efficient microprocessors for high-performance computing, including servers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated a series of key digital and welfare initiatives during the Army Commanders Conference at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan, reinforcing the Indian Army's vision of a decade of transformation. Among the key initiatives, Mr. Singh inaugurated the Edge Data Centres for Konark and Fire and Fury Corps, marking a major step in strengthening the Army's digital infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 127th episode of the monthly radio program. Renowned actor Satish Shah passed away today at the age of 74. The veteran actor's career spanning decades was marked by versatile performances and impeccable comic timing, making him a beloved figure in Indian television and cinema. In men's cricket, India avoided a clean sweep of three-match series by hosts Australia with a comfortable 9-wicket win in the final ODI in Sydney today. Chasing a target of 237 runs, India overhauled the score with the loss of 1 wicket in 38.3 overs. Earlier opting to bat after winning the toss, hosts were bowled out for 236 in 46.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.